isolation, identification, and characterization of bacterial strains with potential for degradation of the pesticides chlorofalanil and chlorpyrifos. By Joyce Estrada Gamboa, Rodolfo Monacastro, Carolina Sancho Blanco, and Martha Orozco Aceves. Abstract. Indiscriminate use of highly toxic pesticides in agriculture has produced soil contamination and deterioration of ecosystems. A promising solution to this environmental problem is bioremediation, which includes the use of bacteria to degrade contaminating substances. The objective of this work was to isolate, identify, and characterize bacterial strains capable of degrading the pesticides chlorofalanil and chlorpyrifos to determine their potential use in bioremediation of contaminated soils. Methodology: the strains were isolated from agricultural soils using enrichment cultures containing chlorofalanil or chlorpyrifos 20 mg/L as the sole carbon source. The isolated strains were characterized by their morphology, by their physiological responses to 48 biochemical tests and sensitivity to 15 antibiotics, by their growth kinetics, and in molecular terms amplification of the gene Ardna 16 Siemens. Results: in total, 3 strains were isolated, one capable of using and degrading chlorpyrifos, identified as Stenotrophomonas maltophilia, and 2 bacterial strains with a partial ability to use chlorofalanil as a carbon source, identified as Enterobacter cloacae and Acrobacterium anthropi. The 3 bacterial species are gram-negative bacilli and have diverse physiological characteristics, including variable resistance to certain antibiotics. Conclusion: it is concluded that the isolated bacteria have biotechnological potential to be incorporated into a bioremediation strategy for contaminated soils, especially for the elimination of chlorpyrifos. Finally, further research perspectives are proposed to determine more efficient processes of chlorofalanil degradation by co-metabolism.